Wonderful. Thank you so much. Good evening and welcome. My name is Rodney Washington, and you are with me tonight because you want to learn how to turn your content, your ideas, your knowledge, and expertise into multiple streams of income. So I want to say again, thank you and welcome so much for joining me this evening. So many of you have already connected with me tonight and let me know that you're here, and I'm very honored and appreciative, more than I can say, of you giving me your time this evening. I know there's a lot of places you could be right now, so I'm very honored that you chose to spend this next hour or so with me, and I promise to give you as much content as I can and make it worth your while. So, in a nutshell, I help entrepreneurs turn their knowledge, their expertise, be it books, it can be courses, coaching, consulting, it can be any type of audio or video type recording, or just your ideas, your knowledge, or just your deep passion to help people with your expertise and your knowledge. Basically, anything that you, all of us have something that can be labeled as content, and I can help you turn that into multiple into income, into multiple streams of income if you want to do that as well. So the things I'm going to share with you tonight, some of these are things I've never really shared before, so you're going to get, you know, brand new content tonight. But these are things, these are actual, the things I'm going to share tonight are exact strategies that I've actually used over the years to turn what started for me back in 2010, a random collection of articles, into what is now a very successfully self-published book, and multiple programs and private clients to date has resulted in over $30,000 in sales. Many of my clients have used some of the same strategies that I'll be sharing with you tonight, and I'll just give you a couple of examples. One of my clients who I worked with last year launched a very popular blog, a food blog actually, that ultimately attracted the attention of a major cable network and secured him a guest correspondent spot. And that was due in huge part to the content that I developed and helped him to create for that platform. Another one of my clients, I helped to turn her portfolio of illustrations and storyboards into a very successfully self-published children's book. She has now used that book as a platform to teach animal rights advocacy. And as a result of that, she, in addition to book sales, she is rapidly becoming an in-demand pet whisperer and attracting the attention of very high-level entrepreneurs. So I know that the things I'm sharing with you tonight, they do work. And what I'm going to share with you tonight, well, to make the best use of what I'm going to share with you tonight, is I suggest that you grab a pad and a pen or just something to write on, because you're going to want to take some notes. And you know, I want to make sure that you get, you know, as much information as I can, but I'm also going to let you know that we only have a short amount of time together, so that I will give you as much as I can in this time, but I will definitely tell you a way to get more. So you definitely want to stay on to the end of the call. So what really the gist of tonight's call is going to be about, and the things I promised to share with you this evening, is going to consist of this. We're going to discover what unconsciously, in my experience, what unconsciously sabotages you from seeing income opportunities that are seemingly hidden in plain sight. Tonight, we're also going to cover how to begin to create a plan that helps you get the details in place to monetize your existing content quickly. And then I'm going to give you one simple action step that you can take to get into action right at the end of the call. And so this is going to be, like I said, a really actionable talk tonight. You're going to get a lot of nuggets and things that you can get into place right away. But what I want to do is I want to, first of all, just make sure, before we really get into the content tonight, that you're in the right place. So the first thing I want to you know, get clear on is that if you are a person who does have knowledge, you have passions, you have skills, and and some of it may be in physical product, i.e. articles, audios, videos, books, courses, or anything of that nature, you're definitely in the right place. If you love to share your information, share your knowledge, if you're a passionate journal writer, for an example, or you just love Twitter or your Facebook or Pinterest, for an example, even those, your tweets and Facebook posts and pins can actually, is considered content. And I will share with you a way that you can start to reposition and package and leverage that as well. Also, too, I recently, I don't know if many of you are following me on Facebook, but recently I've started dabbling into the Amazon Kindle platform, taking a lot of my content and repurposing as Kindle books. And I just started this about a month ago, and within 5 days, well, 3 to 5 days for each book, I have two on the platform right now, I was able to turn those books into number one and number two positions within days of publishing. And what I love about it is that once it's been set up, once it's on the platform, you know, if everything is properly set up, it can literally create income for you overnight. It is the closest thing I have found to passive income. And while the entire scope of tonight's talk is not just about the Kindle platform, I just want to let you, I want to introduce it to you so that you will be aware of that, and that could be a way that you may decide to leverage your knowledge and turn your content into income. But I have successfully done that, and I am now in the process of publishing a series of additional Kindle books to the platform over the next coming months. So anyway, what I wanted to do is to also say who the call tonight is not for. So one thing I really want to be very clear about is this is work. You will need to take action. You will need to be dedicated, and you will need to be very clear about your goals, the people that you serve, and how what you have available to you can be repackaged and sold to the people you want to serve in a multitude of ways. So with that said, there is going to be an investment of a little bit of time and of some work, but it can pay off if you're dedicated to the process. So I'm not promising you tonight a magic bullet that you will just go and, you know, throw up something on a website and just because it exists, it's going to sell and you'll be able to go to the French Riviera and, you know, go swim by the beach. If that's the goal that you have, then you're going to need to do a little work first, so you might want to just call the travel agent and go book the trip and then find another way to finance it. But if you are convinced that you have something of value to share, or let me back that up, if you're not convinced that you have something of value to share with people, that you don't have anything that really can support people and help them get their goals met, this may not be the right place for you. And finally, and this is the most important one of all, if you're afraid to reach out to people that you're connected to, what I call your community or your tribe, if you will, if you, you know, feel like you don't want to be a bother or you're overly shy, and it's just hard for you to talk to people, this might not be the best place for you, because this will involve, and a huge portion of what I'm going to teach tonight involves you being getting into conversations with people that could potentially buy the content that you're going to be creating in whatever form that it comes out in. So if you, again, are not afraid of a little bit of work and you're dedicated to your process, you know you have something to offer, and you're not afraid to talk to the people that you're connected to, then this is definitely the right place for you. Otherwise, you might want to just let go now and go enjoy your evening. But anyway, I'm going to assume if you're here and you're listening so far that you definitely want you fit that criteria, you know what you have to offer, or you're ready just to see what you do offer and you're ready to go further, then you're in the right place. So the first thing that I want to do, I want to start the conversation off by just describing very briefly what makes or what constitutes good content. And in my experience, good content essentially boils down to two things, and you want to write this down. Good content essentially boils down to two things. It recognizes a problem or a need that someone has, and two, it solves that problem. Okay? So good content does two things: recognizes a need or a problem, and it solves that need or supplies that need. And that's essentially what every single thing that we sell, no matter what it is, to each other in the world, is what addresses that. It addresses those two things. If I'm hungry, for an example, the grocery store supply director recognizes if I can't get access to food, I've got a problem. So it solves that problem by creating a building that I can walk into to buy groceries, for an example, or a restaurant I can go and order a meal. If I'm trying to get to a particular location, and I'm having, difficulty getting there for whatever reason, I have a problem. So a vehicle, a plane, a bus, a train, or whatever it is, solves the problem to get me where I need to go. And really, to be honest with you, it's as simple as that. I find in my experience that when you start going down this path, many people start to make the process far too complicated by overthinking all the different possibilities and ways that you what problems, first of all, you do solve, and then the many or how you can actually solve them. So if you really think of it as something as simple as this person, one person in particular, has this one problem or this one need, and what I have or who I am or what I can do is the way that I can help them solve it. So for an example, what I would say, for example, if you are a sales expert and you know all the nuances and ins and outs about how to get sales, a person who would need you is a person who obviously does not have enough sales or they want more sales. Okay? So if you can prove that you can help them get more sales, then they're going to be seeking you out because they perceive that what's going on for them right now is a problem and they're looking for someone that can help them solve it. Okay, if you are a person that teaches, let's say, a form of dance, let's say you teach not ballet, but what's the ballroom dancing, and a person is looking for some excitement in their life, they're feeling bored, they're feeling like they want to express themselves in a new way, and they maybe have been watching Dancing with the Stars, for an example, and they're just like, that really looks good, good for me. I want to try that. If they, start to look up dancing schools and you run a dancing school and you offer that, the problem that you solve for them is that you help give them the lessons and the support that they need to learn something that is interesting to them. But the bigger problem that they want solved is that they want to bring some excitement and some energy into their life. They want to try something new. Maybe they wanted to be a dancer when they were younger and they weren't able to do it because they didn't get support. So now your school, your services now supplies them with that opportunity for them to fulfill that desire with them. So it doesn't always have to be a problem necessarily. It can just be a need or a deep want also too. So I want to add that on as well. It either solves a problem, it addresses a need or a deep want, a wanting that someone has. So when you're looking at everything in your library, if you will, that you have, you want to get really clear about how your offer or what your expertise and skills and knowledge, what of those three things does this do? Does this solve a problem for someone, addresses a need, or serves up a want that they have? And so the first thing that you want to do is you want to begin to take inventory of what it is that you actually have available to you. I find in my work with clients, many people really truly don't know what they have to offer because they're too close. It's their experiences. Some of it is just become second nature to them. They do it every day. They don't think about it. So what you really want to do is you want to take a piece of paper and just start to write down what are the things that I excel at? What are the things that I'm really passionate about doing? And what are the things that people most ask me for? Okay? So what are you passionate about? What are the things that you really excel at? And what are the things that people most ask me for? And if you're currently being paid, that's even better because you now have proof of what people will exchange money for to receive your knowledge, to receive your content, to receive your resources. Okay? So that's one of the most key, most important things. Okay? Now, I promised that I would tell you the number one thing that sabotages you or many of us when we are trying to look at what we do in a new way. And really, that's what it is. The number one thing that really sabotages us is our inability to see what it is we do in a fresh new way. We assume that our clients or the people that we could serve only want what we have delivered to them in one fashion. So for an example, I'll use me as an example. Before I decided to write my book 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, I just literally had just done a whole, collection of articles. I had almost 60 of them to be exact. And I thought that the problem I was solving was just supplying, you know, my readers with content, i.e. articles that they could just go and download and, you know, and use and get tips and resources out of and immediately go and just implement it. What I didn't realize, though, was that the articles were sort of all over the place. I mean, you had to kind of go to different places to find the content. You know, and I wasn't really sure at that time where everything was sort of being distributed. I just put it up on a platform that I was using, and I hoped basically that someone would find it. And then about maybe 18 months into this process, I realized that I wanted to write a book. And I had been thinking about doing a book for a while, but I wasn't quite sure how I was going to put this book together. I didn't want to write anything from scratch, so I had a lot of this content already kind of good to go. So I began to look at those articles as chapters, and I basically took that collection of articles and I re-edited them, and I added new content where I thought was relevant. And the number one thing that I did was I added checklists to the end of each article, quote unquote, in order to basically give the person who was reading it a quick overview of what the article, or in this case, at this point, I was now calling a chapter, contained. So what I did was I had the material all ready to go, but I had to repackage it in a new way so that it made it easier for the person who wanted my help to just get it in one self-contained place as opposed to going to five or six different websites to find all the information. So when I was able to look at it from that perspective, my first thought was, well, no one's going to pay for a book because the articles are already out there for free. So what I did was I said, well, how can I improve upon the articles, make them even better, give them even more than the original article did, and repackage it in a way that makes it easier for them to get it in one place? And that's when I decided to put together the book. And each one I went through, I updated, added additional resources to it, again, added the checklist at the end of each article, and then put it together in a physically bound book. Okay, when I was able to do it in that way, people loved it. They loved the fact that it was all in one place. They could carry it around in their briefcase, or they could download it and read it on their iPad or whatever they want to do, and they were able to get my information in an easy way. So don't assume, the moral of this story is, don't assume that because it already exists, maybe in a manner that you offer for free, that you can't repackage it in a different way, maybe add more to it, give it a little bit more polish, make it even more palatable to your audience, and sell it. Okay, people will purchase what may already be out there for free. You know, I'll just break it down very simply. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that's been created is already created in some form or another. So the number one takeaway I want you to get from that is that when you are out there sharing your knowledge, sharing your expertise, sharing your passion with the world, people are really not just buying the thing that you sell, they're buying you, okay? They're buying you and the way you are, who you are, and how you're being with them. And that's really key. That's really, really key. So, you know, that's why I said this isn't necessarily a process for someone who's shy or overly reserved, because it's going to require that you step up a little more, that you be willing to get into conversation with people. And that brings me to the second point tonight, which is really the key about turning content into income, and that is getting comfortable with asking, quote unquote, sometimes strangers, what they need, okay? So the first step is taking inventory of the content that you have, getting clear about the problems that you solve, okay, recognizing what the problem is for the person you want to serve, and then recognizing how your knowledge, expertise, and content can actually solve that problem. The second thing you want to do is you want to ask. You want to really, and this is an area that I have found single-handedly stops, I say, honestly, 98% of people who could turn their knowledge, their content and expertise into income. What happens is, especially when you have a creative spirit, is that we make the decision without confirmation about what someone wants. Okay? And I can speak to this from personal experience because I struggled with this for the longest time. So, we make a decision, we're going to write a book, or we're going to teach a class, or we're going to, do whatever, fill in the blank. And we get excited about the idea, but we have not taken this crucial step to get confirmation that actually anyone really wants it. Okay? So the number one tip I can give you tonight, the best takeaway I can give you tonight, is that once you get clear about, again, what you have, the problem you solve, or the benefit you can give someone, that you can make a list of at least 3 to 5 people minimum, that you can get on the phone with in the next, say, 72 hours and start asking them about the problem that they have or the need or the want that they have. And this is going to be, and if you already have an idea in your mind about what you want to create, and you want to write this one down verbatim, because this is exactly what I would ask when you get on the phone with someone, exactly this verbiage. I am thinking about creating and fill in the blank, whatever it is that you're going to do. I am thinking about creating fill in the blank. Okay? And I would love to get your feedback and input about this. What do you think about it? And you don't want to lead too much. You want to actually let people tell you what they think. Everything from the title to the color to the size, the price, the shape, the location, everything. You want to get as much information as possible without being too leading. So asking is paramount, and you need to keep asking until you get crystal clear about what people really want, need, and are ready to pay for. And that's clear. That's the number one thing. Okay? Once you're able to do that, only then and only then do you move forward with packaging what you offer. And packaging could mean a physical product. It could mean a class that you offer if you teach classes, or a new program that you teach, or whatever the case may be. The key is that you cannot create new income from content you already have in a vacuum. You have to apply a litmus test to what you're thinking about creating in order to see if what you were taught, what you're thinking about, actually has legs underneath it. Because the goal is to get it to a place where it can run on its own. And otherwise, it's like pushing a boulder up a hill on your own. And eventually, that boulder is going to roll over you. So you have to be able to let it pick up its own momentum and pull itself up so that you're just facilitating the process to its creation. You are not the sole creator. Okay, and I'll repeat that again. You are facilitating the process of the thing that you were thinking about creating. You are not the sole creator. The person who is going to lay down their money for what you're thinking about creating is a part of the co-creation process. And the faster that you get them involved, the easier your process is going to be. Okay? And I'll give you a bonus tip on top of that, which has really been the thing that's really hands down shifted the way this has all worked out for myself, this is a bonus one. Many of us think far too small. Okay? We may be thinking about putting out something for a couple of bucks, and someone's ready to give us a couple of thousand. Okay? So that's another reason why you want to get into conversation with people who could potentially help you craft what you are preparing to offer. Okay? Because in that conversation, you will learn very quickly that what you were thinking about, which I can almost guarantee you, the thing that most people are not going to want, it's not going to be because it's too expensive. It's going to be because, I don't want to use the word cheap, but it's just not in the form that they want. You, for an example, you may be thinking about writing a book, okay? But what you may find in conversations with people is that they don't really want to read a book. They actually want to just work with you one-on-one. Okay? So I look at it from this perspective. Would you rather spend a year trying to write a book that you sell for $20? Or would you rather work with one person who really wants what you have to offer? They don't want to read the book and then have to go figure out what to do. They just want to hire you to do it and make $20,000. Okay? And I use that as an example because that is exactly what happened to me. Exactly what happened to me. Okay? So, and then I'll even go into a little bit more detail about it, but essentially what happened was I had my book was out there, people were buying my book, someone purchased my book off Facebook, and actually within a week after buying my book, contacted me and ultimately ended up turning into a $20,000 contract. Okay? But if I stayed focused on it only coming from the book, it would have, you know, let's do the math. I mean, you have to figure 1,000 books at $20 to make $20,000. Which would I rather do, try to push 1,000 books or get one person for $20,000? So the point is that you will only learn this, though, once you're in conversation with people, the people who you potentially want to help and want to serve. And this is something I really want to share with you tonight again, because I'm a huge lover of information products and programs. I love creating them. I think that they're fabulous. I think having access to information on tap 24 hours a day is wonderful. Again, I'm loving my Kindle book series right now. I think it's been a great experience. I'm going to be doing more of them. But when I'm looking at what potentially may be a new income stream for me, I'm going to put my energy into the things that are going to leverage me to the experiences that my people want that are going to be far more valuable to them and to me than some of the lower entry-level things that take up a lot of time. And I want to explain that for a moment. In the beginning of my business, I spent a lot of my time talking about marketing, and that was pretty much what I labeled myself as, a marketing coach or a marketing mentor, and that, you know, that was my most sort of my branding I had for years. And I learned a great deal about marketing, on internet in particular. And the thing that I really want to emphasize here, at the end of the day, marketing is marketing. I don't care if you're marketing a $2.99 Kindle book or you're marketing a $29,000 program for someone. It's all marketing. You still have to reach people with a message delivered in the right way at the right time for them to say yes to it, to want to be, to take advantage of what you're offering. Okay? And I find that too many of us spend way too much time focusing on these entry-level, low price point items that really takes up just as much time to market as the higher end stuff, but we don't offer it because either we feel we're not ready to offer that yet, we don't know enough yet, we don't, there's something about us that we feel we're not enough. And that's what sabotages a lot of us. And the way that you really get over that quickly is to go back to what I said before, is focusing on the ask. So once you get into those conversations with people and they tell you, and listen, people will see you far differently than you see yourself. It's happened to me over and over again. We can't be objective about ourselves because we live in our skin. We're too close. So by having a fresh pair of eyes looking at what you do in a way that is outside of your experience, outside of your day-to-day experience, they're able to present things to you that really, honestly, truthfully, will blow your mind. It happens to me all the time, and it happens with my clients all the time. And that's the reason why I use the terminology about income sources seemingly hidden in plain sight. What you're looking to create next is already here. It's already there. It's in your inventory. It's in the people that you're connected to. But you can't see it always because, again, it's second nature to you. It's like breathing. You don't think about where the next breath is going to come from. You just trust that it's going to be there. And your next income stream is just as simple as taking the next breath. It's just a matter of you doing some simple things, getting clear about what you have, clear about the problem that you solve, and be willing to ask people what they need. And then, of course, if you can provide it, provide it. It happens every single day. My clients are experiencing it right now, and it's a wonderful feeling because, again, it takes the pressure off of you to feel like it's only you in this insulated world, and you have to do everything on your own. So if I can give you nothing else tonight, I really want to make sure that you hear that and that you get that. Okay? Now, I did want to say that that's one of the key things that I really, truly love about my life and my business. I love helping people see what they can't see because they're too close to it. I have an ability, maybe called intuition, I'm not sure what it is exactly, but I have an ability to sit down with someone and usually within a matter of minutes come up with two or three different ways that they can turn what they have into another source of income. And it's something that I love doing it. And I, wanted to, in this sort of in our halfway mark of the call, I wanted to share really briefly a way that you can get some of that from me. Then we're going to come back into some more content. But if you are on the webs or on the internet right now, if you go to getpaidforyourcreativity.com/income, you will see a simple page that I've created that has a little light bulb at the top of it that says one idea can be life-changing. And I love the graphic because it's literally the truth. It's the truth of my experience. It's the truth of my clients' experiences. And it's an experience I would love to help facilitate in your process and help you do as well. So if you go to that page really quickly, it's a simple page. There's not a lot of information there. But what it does do is it tells you basically about, again, and part of my ask was asking my people, my tribe, my community, the people that are here with me tonight, what they wanted from me. And what everyone had said they wanted from me was they wanted more one-on-one time with me directly. And while it would have been very easy for me to write another book or do another home study program or something like that, I had to stop and listen to what you all said you wanted from me. And so I wanted to create a way to help facilitate that process and make it easier for you to get that from me at a price point that really is honestly is unheard of. And just really quickly, if you go to that page, you'll see that I literally will take you by the hand and pull your next income stream literally out of your back pocket. We will talk. I will get clear about what you've got going on and help you figure out exactly what your buyers want. So it's a 1 hour of private time with me, and I'm offering it for only $99. I normally charge $299 for that, but I'm going to offer it for my community, the people who have been with me and supported me through all, to actually get that experience. So it's a simple page. It's not a lot to read there, but right, if you scroll down to the bottom, Ariana, right above the picture of Ariana. Ariana is one of my clients I'm working with right now. We're launching a very exciting program for her. She's a voice coach, and we're launching a very exciting program for her next week, and you can read the testimonial from her about our result when we started working together a few months ago. So if you would like to secure one of those spots for you, for yourself, feel free to do so. Just click on the Buy Now button, and it's $99, and then I'll contact you to schedule the session, and then we'll talk and we'll get you going. So anyway, so I wanted to get back to tonight's content, but I do want to share that. And again, it's getpaidforyourcreativity.com/income. Okay. So what I wanted to do here was, let's see here. Wanted to move into really quick, just pull up all my notes here. I have a ton of notes and I want to make sure I get everything to you. Just 1 second. Okay. So, internet's moving a little slowly. I'm sorry about that. I'll get it up to speed for you here in just one moment. Okay. So, again, you want to take inventory. You want to make sure that you're clear about what you have. You want to ask the people that you want to support what they need. You want to listen to what they say and take action on it. And so, okay, so that's what it was. So the unconscious, the thing that sabotages you from seeing it is that you're too close. and assuming that because it already exists, no one for free, no one will pay for it. And that's not true. If you give yourself the opportunity to talk to people, to get clear about what they want, they will tell you what they need, and you can move forward with it. Now, one simple step that you can do to take action again immediately is, again, to take that inventory sheet, start writing those things down. I would say get a journal for yourself and start journaling. You have to do a lot of journaling, but you can start writing your ideas down. Now, this is another bonus tip I want to give you tonight, because I mentioned at the top of the call about social media posts. If you're very active on social media, in particular Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this is a tip that you really want to start to pay attention to. When you post things in social media, especially on Facebook and Twitter, I believe as much too, you want to start paying attention to what people are commenting on. So for an example, if you post something with a picture and always address, always write your post if you can with a question that elicits a response other than yes or no, okay, if you can. Because what you want to do is that when people start to comment on your post, okay, you are now beginning the conversation with people. Okay, the conversation is now started. And you want to comment back on the post that you receive. Okay? And again, going back to that little script I gave you a moment ago, let's say for an example, you post something on your Facebook wall that you're getting read, you're thinking about, let's just say, and I love keeping it in the context of I'm thinking about doing something, because you're not saying or committing that you're going to do this thing. You're just saying, I'm thinking about creating fill in the blank. So I could say, I'm thinking about creating a course on how to turn your content into income, and I post that. Well, if I start getting comments about that, okay, for an example, then I can start asking more questions about that. Well, would you mind, could we maybe get on the phone together and talk for a few minutes? I'd like to ask you more about that. What would that look like for you? What would you want if I created this? So then that way, again, I'm co-creating with the people who are going to invest in what I'm offering. And people on Facebook in particular, they're seeing this conversation happening in real time. And another little tip, although this isn't a social media course, I mean, a call tonight, but in Facebook in particular, the more comments you get on a post, the higher up in the algorithm your post shows up. So if you're doing a lot of back and forthing and conversation with people, your posts are being seen, which other people start to look at and go, oh, I wonder what's going on over there. Let me go check this out. So if you noticed, on many of you came onto the call tonight as a result of the event I set up on Facebook. So every couple of days, you may have noticed that I post something about what I'm going to be talking about on the call, okay? Like, for an example, I want to share this little story with you, or an analogy with you. I posted yesterday on Facebook, adding new income streams based on your existing content is as simple as making chocolate cake. Would you like my foolproof recipe? Okay, and immediately after I posted that, I got a like and I got a couple of comments on it. Okay, I also sent that out to my email list. Okay, so I'll share with you right now what I meant by as simple as making a chocolate cake. And it ties into what we're talking about tonight. I don't know how many of you on the call are bakers or you ever bake, cakes, cookies or whatever, but I'm just going to use cake right now because I like to bake cake from time to time. And the thing that made me think of that to begin with is that using a cake, for example, if you're baking a cake, there is a sequence, there's a recipe that lays out a sequence of how you should put the ingredients together in order to get the cake, okay? Typically what happens is all the wet ingredients are put together first, and then the dry ingredients are put together second in separate bowls, and then the two are combined, okay? Then once everything is combined, whatever flavorings you're going to add gets added in to last. And then you have a pan or a container that you have to prepare in order to pour the batter into it in order to then bake the cake, which has to be set at a certain temperature. Okay? Now, if I gave you a recipe for a certain type of chocolate cake and I told you this is the ingredients that you need and this is how you have to put it together, if you skip anything that I told you to do in that recipe, you are not going to get the same results that I got because you didn't follow the recipe. Okay? So creating additional income streams based on your existing content is like a recipe for a cake. Okay, so going over what we went over tonight was you want to do what first? Start with taking inventory of what you currently have to offer, what you currently offer, what you're currently doing, who you currently are, the problem you solve, the need that you supply, fulfill, the want they want fulfilled. The second part of the recipe is the ask. I emphasize that the ask was extremely important. If the ask is not clear and you haven't done enough of that, I don't care how good the content is in the inventory list that you have, the packaging will not matter, okay, because it's not going to rise, it's not going to bake. So think of the T and or the take inventory as your dry ingredients, the A, your ask is your wet ingredients that combines everything together, and the P for packaging or pan is what actually creates the container. Or that the container that actually bakes the finished product. Okay? And whatever that may mean, okay, again, it may mean someone wants to work with you one-on-one privately. Okay? Then you offer it. It may mean that they actually want a book. Then you look at how you can reposition the content that you have and actually create it. Okay? It could mean that they want to actually learn online. So then you take that content, put it into a website, and sell it online. It may mean they want a live class or a live experience with you, or that they want this item in a certain color or a certain style. Okay? But those three things combined all have to be in place and they have to come in a sequence. So the take inventory is first, the ask is second, the packaging is third. If any of those pieces are not in place, the idea that you have will not fly. Okay. So that's the thing I really, really want to get across to you. So that's why when I was sitting here thinking about this yesterday, I said, oh, this is kind of like baking. And that's where I came up with the analogy about chocolate cake. Now, I want to wrap this into how you can potentially monetize your social media activities. Assuming that you are tapped into an audience of people, i.e., your followers, that are responding to your comments, they're sharing your pins, they are retweeting your content. Start to pay attention again to what is being responded to and start to create more of that. What usually ends up happening is that people start to find that they hit on a nerve with people, and then when they hit on that nerve and they get responses, they start pulling back. What you want to do is you want to start delivering more of that and offering experiences to connect with you that are not just on social media, but are more one-on-one, either over the phone or even if you have a list, a mailing list, that is, you can do it through using surveys. And I use SurveyMonkey, for an example, to do surveys. Okay? And if you do decide to do a survey, you just want to really ask 2 to 3 questions. You want to ask what's the biggest challenge that you have right now. Okay, you can write this down. I would suggest you write this down. What's the biggest challenge that you have right now? What would it look like if this challenge was solved? And would you be interested in working with me if I could help you solve it? So I'll give you those three again. What's the biggest challenge you have right now in regards to what it is that you do? Okay. What would it look like if this problem was solved? What would your life look like if this problem was just taken care of? Or this wish was granted, you had it. And finally, would you be interested in working with me if I could provide the solution for you? So that's another way to also get into conversation with people. And I'll just share really briefly, I have one client right now that I'm working with that has an extremely small list. I'd say under 100 people. And I was thinking about her She has a small list of people, but she has a great connection with these people. They really listen to her. They respond to her. It's like a community that she's created. And so we did this exercise. I said, send them this and see what they want. And the result came back that they wanted a workshop. They wanted to spend the day. They wanted to learn these particular techniques. They wanted to learn it from her, and they wanted to be live and in person. So this was about maybe, oh, I'd say maybe like a month and a half ago. This Saturday, she's going to be in San Francisco actually teaching this workshop, all based on a simple survey. And this workshop is creating thousands of dollars in income for her. So the point I'm making is that it's not hard, folks. It really is. It's just that simple. But you need to know how to do it and deliver it in the way at the right time, because it is about timing. It's all about timing. If the ingredients, going back to the cake analogy, if the ingredients are not added in the right time, it won't work. Okay? So again, it goes back into you dropping in, getting in some fresh eyes onto what's going on for you and getting clear. Now, I'll say this about my client that's doing the workshop this weekend. Could she have figured this out on her own? Possibly. She had it already available to her. I just facilitated what was already there. But because it's not my business in the respect that I'm not working it in and day out, but I understood how she was relating to her people. This is what I suggested that she do, and the end result was she has a workshop that's based on her knowledge. And I want to make something really clear. When I say content, I'm not focusing just on, again, physical, written, digital content. It can be within your head. That's content. Okay, so I really want to be very clear about that when I'm saying that to you. Okay? So literally for me, it was like we were sitting down together, and literally I pulled out of her back pocket again what she already had available to her. And she was able to now to create this new program. And it's already leading to future workshops. So it's going to end up being a series of workshops that she'll run through 2013. Okay? So with that said, I wanted to, again, just invite you to, again, if you would love, again, I personally, I can't even say it highly enough. I love having these conversations with people. I love sitting down and looking at what you have with fresh eyes and coming in and literally seeing what's available to you right there. And, while I cannot promise that you'll come up with a couple of $1,000 workshop or a $20,000 program, but what I can say is that you will walk away with fresh eyes, and I will give you the actual tools. I will give you the actual questions and scripts that I use to actually perform the ask and how to get into conversation with the right people, because this is the other part of the recipe that I didn't mention a moment ago. It needs to be the right people. Okay? And the right people are the ones who, one, understand that they have a problem. Because we can all have problems that we don't want to deal with. And that's fine. But you want to be talking to people that actually recognize they have a problem, recognize they have a concern, and they're ready to take action on getting it solved. And that's what you want to focus on. Because if you're talking to people that have a problem, but they'd rather not deal with it right now, they're the wrong people to be asking. And if anything, their energy could pull you down, and you don't need that right now in your life. Okay? So I will help you to get in contact with the right people who are ready to hear what you have to offer, who are ready to really, truthfully co-create with you. Okay? And what form it ultimately ends up taking will all be dependent upon the conversation that you have. But again, it would be an opportunity that you honestly probably won't even see right now again, because again, it's too close. And I want to offer you all the support and all the encouragement to get yourself out there and get those conversations started and get clear about what you have so that you can begin to create your own recipe for your own success. For me, the greatest joy I can give to you, the greatest gift I can give to you, is not to give you necessarily my recipe, but to help you create your own recipe for your own success. for your own journey, for your own process. That would light me up more than anything else that I could say, you know, just follow this script or follow this recipe and it's going to work exactly this way. I would rather help you create your own recipe and help you get clear about what it is that you do and how you help people and get you into conversations with those that can tell you far better than I can what they're ready to do, what they're ready to go with, and then help you package it and present it in a way that will actually turn their income into cash. So again, as I mentioned at the top of the call, or the midway of the call, is that if you would like to work with me in this private one-hour time, because again, in my ask, everyone said they wanted to work with me privately, more one-on-one time. So again, this is something I normally charge $300 for, because you're my community, you're my people, and you have been supportive of me for longer than I can possibly say. I want to offer this in a way that makes it just easy for you to say yes and for you to take advantage of it. So again, if you go to getpaidforyourcreativity.com/income, and just scroll down there right above the picture of Ariana and just click the Buy Now button. It's like at $99, and we'll schedule your session, and we'll get you set up and get you started. So it's really simple. It's a no-brainer, and I would be beyond honored to support you in any way I can in that respect. So I did have one extra little surprise bonus that I was going to address, but what I've decided to do is I'm going to actually make you wait. But I promise it's going to be a good surprise, and I will be sending it out with the replay and how you can actually get access to it with the replay. So I'll be sending that out a little bit later on. But I did want to, to let you know that it'll be something I'm very excited about, and it's actually built on the context of what I'm talking about tonight. So it'll be a wonderful little treat, and again, I think it'll be something that you'll really, really love. I know you'll love it, so, and I'm excited about it, but there's still a couple little details that have to get finalized, and I want to make sure that I have it all in place before we actually do it, but we'll be getting together again. So with that said, I think I got everything that I want to share with you tonight out, and you've got a great set of resources here to get you going. But again, like I said, get clear about what you have, do your inventory phase, get your list together, people that you want to talk to. If you'd love for me to support you, to help you really streamline it and get really clear, I would love to again to support you in that way. You know, set up a session with me and we can do that, get you a nice, well-rounded, program together that you can go out into the world and actually, you know, work with people and get people clear about what you offer. Because again, you know, it's nothing more frustrating. God knows I've lived this for many years, is to be putting out things that people are just not responding to. And especially when it's something that is a passion for you, it's something that you feel very strongly about, it's something that you love doing, but for whatever reason, people are not resonating with it, whatever that is. And I'm not sure what, for any of you, exactly what that could potentially be. Everyone's very different. Everyone has their own reasons why something is not, you know, it's just not clicking. And most of the time, it's honestly a 5 to 7, 5 degree shift in what you're doing. It simply is nothing more than that. It's just a simple 5 degree shift. But again, you can't see it all the time because you're too close. And just shifting things that way, I've seen people who have tried to offer things at lower price points absolutely get no sales and then turn around and multiply what their price points are by hundreds, by about 100%, and things are selling like crazy. You know, and, you know, if I give you one little bonus tip, is that, you know, a lot of times, honestly, people tend to shy away from things that are not necessarily, not always, every market's different, but they shy away from things that are not really high-end. It just depends. Again, your market and who you're talking to and what you're offering is all very dependent upon how you are presenting yourself to people. So, again, that's the thing. This is why the ask part is so important because, again, someone may say to you, I would have gotten that, but I wasn't really sure about what that was going to look like. But then you just do a couple of shifts and retool it and repackage it. Even the way you name something can be a huge deciding factor in whether or not someone says yes to what you have to offer. So again, you want to start getting into conversations with people. So with that said, I want to respect everyone's time tonight. I know that you're here with me for just a short period of time, but I do want to respect your time. And so what I'd love to do again is if I can support you further, please go to the page and set up a session with me, and I will get you on the calendar. And we will do a quick inventory, and we'll get you on the path to getting clear, because it's worked for me. It's worked for my clients. I see it happening every single day, so I know it works. And, you know, you don't have to struggle in this alone. None of us who took on the role of being an entrepreneur understood what it's like to create in a vacuum, and many of us do that. We make decisions based on fantasy, not fact. We're feeling lost, and we're feeling like we don't really know who else. Unless someone has lived in our world, they don't get us. Entrepreneurs are a rare breed of people. And so I say, why create in a vacuum? Why create in a bubble? Get support. Get someone to help you, whether it's me or anyone else for that matter. And start to bring in the people who want to support you. They want, this is the thing. People want to support you. They want to do it. You just have to give them a reason to want to help you. And that starts with being able to ask them. Just ask them. So with that said, I'm going to wrap up tonight's call. You'll be getting more information from me in another day or so. But I am honored and I'm grateful that you spent this time with me tonight. And I really hope that you put these strategies in place and start using them to shift your results. And stay on the lookout, because I said there's a lot more coming in the very near future. But I want to, as you say again, I'm honored and grateful that you spent this time with me this evening. So again, if you'd like to learn more, get more support from me one-on-one, go to getpaidforyourcreativity.com/income, schedule, book a session, and then we'll get scheduled and we'll spend some time together. Otherwise, I'll look forward to catching up with you on the next call. And with that said, I honor you. I'm grateful for you, and I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful evening. And I'll see you on the next call. Thank you so much. Good night. I'm going to unblock for just a moment and say good night to everyone. Let me see here if I can put it back on live. There we go. Okay.
Good night, Rodney.
Good night, Rodney.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good night.
Sweet dreams, Rodney.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.